KKI-4, DTY monitoring.
5, KK-4, JBQ here.
Is that Larry?
Yeah, as well.
How are you doing tonight? I heard about your radio situation with the fans. How's that going?
I'm trying to recall what you're referring to. Help me out.
Come again. I'm having problems hearing KI4DTY.
It sounds like you might be mobile. If that's the case, I understand for sure. Problem with the fan. I'm not sure that's me. KK4JBQ.
Yep, so I am mobile. I figured I would use Echolink to try to at least listen to keep myself awake tonight. I'm driving back from High Point, and just listening on Echolink, but nobody's talking now.
Sure understand how that might be helpful. You know, as we're driving, and it's at night, and you're tired from a long day, and it does keep you awake, and it makes the trip shorter as well. So I'll hang in here with you for a bit.
Well, I appreciate that, but I know if it's your bedtime, I understand. Chad just can't hang anymore. I don't know.
You're going in and out probably of cell service. I don't know. If you're on Echolink, that might be what you're using. But Chad's had a long and hard day. And he's also full of aches and pains because he overexerted himself, I suppose. So he's turned in, I imagine. But I'll be here with you for a while.
Yeah, so I'm on cell phone service through Echolink, trying to get it to work. And hopefully you can still hear me. Hopefully it's not coming in and out too bad. I'm hoping soon, next 20 minutes, I'll be within a radio listening distance. I'm passing through Kings Mountain now, which usually I can get some sort of radio service after I go through this dead spot. But nope, I didn't realize Chad has overexerted himself.
Does that from time to time. He's probably the most helpful ham that I've ever known. He extends himself to help other people. He might still be listening, so I don't want to brag on him too much, but it's something to admire. Somebody who has the skills and doesn't mind sharing his time and is skilled with others, helping put up antennas and solving problems, continuing the round table that Walt established on Tuesday nights on the net. It's been good for a lot of people, and I don't know, you're a recent arrival to this net, so the net I'm talking about, so you're probably familiar with that. He's just a swell guy.
DTY, can you hear me, Larry? I heard a little bit about what you were saying about Chad, and yes, he is a very giving person, and he's definitely helped me in multiple times in multiple ways, and he is a great guy. I've definitely enjoyed his friendship.
Yeah. So he deserves a little admiration and many thanks. As a matter of fact, I'm talking on an antenna that he made and gifted to me right out of the blue. I mean, I had done nothing and had said nothing about it. Well, maybe I had said that I was I was transmitting on a little magnetic mount, you know, 2-meter magnetic mount sitting on top of a privacy fence for height. That's a 6 feet, you know, with hardly any ground plane. And, well, he took a listen to that and brought an antenna to me. I just, out of the clear blue, I will never be able to thank him enough for that. I was able to reach Anderson from time to time, and I can listen to Mount Mitchell, the repeater there, frequently. So it's been a real help to me. I'm using an HT battery operated, so I'll probably lose my battery power before we're over. But anyway, that's I've been kind of reduced because of a flood in my shack, and it kind of ruined some equipment that I used to use. And for years now, I've used this little HT a lot more than it was intended for, I suppose. JK4, JDQ.
4DTY. Hopefully you can still hear me. I'm in another little dead spot over here, but that is amazing. I can't believe he made you an antenna. That's definitely his personality, and he definitely is a giving person. And it's funny, so last week he helped me build my 80 meter antenna so that I could actually try to get on HF.
That's really marvelous. I do think HF is a different country. It really is. It's like being in a different world. And I've only made one HF contact ever. And I've been 10 years in the hobby. But I put up an antenna, kind of a delta loop, over the roof of the house. Not the best, for sure, but I talked to a fellow up in New Hampshire. He had a step IR beam antenna on a 60-foot mast. Well, maybe it was a tower. A beautiful station. He sent me pictures of it. And real fortunate, because he initially heard me off the backside. And if you're familiar with the beam, you do have some reception on the backside, but most of it is going out the front. And he turned that, when we initially made the contact, he realized where I was, and he turned that thing around and nearly blew the speaker out of it from New Hampshire. It was amazing how different it was. But he and his wife both have been hams for many years, and when they retired, they converted a room in their home to a marvelous shack. It was like a big conference room with screens everywhere, and there was her operating station and his operating station. And I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. KK4JPQ.
DTY. That is amazing. So, you have been in hobby for a while, so how come no desire to be on HF?
I could probably explain that in one acronym, HOA.
No other words needed. I totally understand. I tell you what, when me and my wife were looking for a house 15 years ago now, I told her the only thing I did not want is I did not want to live in an HOA neighborhood. And, so we don't. So I didn't have to worry about that. Still, you have neighbors, but I totally understand what you mean by that.
We live here because of its proximity to, you know, the needed things like grocery stores and shopping, and probably most important, our church. That's why we chose this neighborhood, and it's been all right. We've been here about just over 20 years now, and I had no idea. You know, this was 10 years before I was licensed, so I had no idea that it would be important for me to have a little space. But in truth, my deed is only for the footprint of the house. I don't own any land at all. So putting an antenna up in somebody else's yard, if that's what it amounts to, is frowned on. There are HOA police, I call them. They're snitches, actually. They're my neighbors. But all the utilities are underground, so there are no wires in the air. It can't look like something else, you know. You can't disguise it as some other wire. So I've been pretty challenged for the last 10 years to come up with anything that it resembles an HF antenna. And that's been okay. I mean, I have found my place, I suppose, and good friends. They've come, and some of my best friends have been hams, best friends in the world. So I'm fortunate in that way.
I get that. That is too cool. I don't think you live too far from me. I'm in Taylor's. What area are you in?
I'm in Greer, just on the outskirts of Greer. Matter of fact, the Greenville City line, there's a sign right up here about 800 feet away from the house. We're at the intersection of, I keep forgetting the road, right outside my door. The Batesville and the Parkway, if you're familiar with that intersection.
So I'm trying to think of where Parkway is.
The Parkway runs between Pelham Road to the south, roughly, and Batesville to the north. If you find Parkway, the Parkway, on a map, it runs between Pelham and Batesville. So I live on the Batesville, very near the Batesville intersection. It's a nice enough place, and there are neighbors, just, you know, one on each side of me. We share walls. Not crazy about that. And that's all I want to say about the neighbors.
Or DTY, I know what you mean. So when me and my wife first got married, we lived in a duplex condo downtown Greenville. If you know where, like, the old tax place was, University Ridge, we lived right over there. We shared a wall with a chef. He was, now I'm a late night owl. I typically will stay up until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning since I'm a video editor. And so I tend to prefer to stay up late to make me home and smelling all that food coming through the walls.
You were going through a bad patch there, but I think I got the gist of it. This is KK4JBQ with KI4DTY, if anyone cares. So, having a chef next door, not too bad if you compare that with one of my recently moved-in neighbors who, to celebrate his new place, it was new to them, of course, when they moved in, to celebrate, he had a party that went to 3 in the morning. And just on the other side of the bedroom, you know, wall, boom, 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 all night long. Now, it tested me, I have to say it that way. KK4JBQ.
Yep, I hear you. Yeah, so sorry, I may still be in the dead spot right here. Let me get to the top of this hill and I'll come right back. Can you hear me any better now?
Put through nice now.
What I was saying is, yes, we had a chef, and we also had a newborn one-year-old. So we weren't sleeping a lot to begin with, but he would get up at 4 o'clock and start cooking, and his wife would get up and start vacuuming, and she would hit that adjoining wall over and over and over again while she vacuumed. So I feel your pain with the partiers until 3 o'clock in the morning. That's rough.
It's only happened a couple more times since then. They've been here maybe 3 months now. So I will tolerate it. So I guess I have to. But if you live this close, never have lived that close before with other people, well, nobody has any really bad habits, you know. My sister, bless her heart, another state, different arrangement altogether, but she lived in a private home with drug dealers across the street. So, you know, it can be bad or just annoying.
Definitely the truth. Well, you were talking about HOAs, and my brother and his wife, a few years ago, they bought a house and had it built in an HOA, and they were one of only like 10 houses in the neighborhood, and they were still developing it. And the houses got built and everything, and about 2 years ago, my brother's, at that time was a state highway state patrol, and he parks his, you know, highway patrol car in the driveway, which he can do, but he got a letter one day stating that he could not work on vehicles in his driveway. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never worked on one of my cars in the driveway. I'm not a mechanic. So about 2 weeks later, he got another letter stating that, you know, this was his second warning, that he could not work on his vehicles in the driveway. And he went back and he told them, he's like, I'm not working on any vehicles in my driveway. I guess somebody saw him changing a tire, and that's what he had a flat tire, and they did not like that happening.
That's just too much. You know, with a flat tire, the most expedient thing to do is to change the tire. And if you're capable of doing that, I know some people are not. But think about what your next best choice might be, is to call for someone to pick up the car and take it to some place to change the tire. That's just a little over the top to change a tire. That's just my thinking. I live in a world where people have to to do what they have to do, you know. And right out there in the open, if that's what's necessary. Oh, gracious. Well, still within amateur radio, I changed the subject to antennas. On your nice piece of property that belongs to you, and you can do what you want to do as far as antennas are concerned, do you have tall trees, or do you have a tall mast, or maybe you have a tower even?
Likewise, and we live on about 3/4 acre, so definitely God bless us with that. We had, when we saw the property, or when we saw the house, we had three small little boys at the time, two small boys and a newborn. And we saw that property, and it was just like, this is, you know, where we want to raise our kids, at the time. So, but nope. So we have a bunch of tall trees, and we live in a raised ranch. So I've been able to put a 2-meter antenna on my chimney, which has been nice. I need to get a little higher. But then, like I said, Chad just helped me build an 80-meter antenna. And I stretched that thing from front yard to backyard between two trees. And I had my youngest. It was hilarious. My youngest is 11. And he's helping me try to throw this stupid fishing line with some weight over these tree branches. And I tell you what, I probably enjoyed doing that with him over anything else. It was a blast. But yeah, we managed to put that up, but I did get some evil looks from my wife.
As always, if your wife is not a ham, you have to have a meeting of minds. And maybe the old axiom of doing it and apologizing later is what most husbands might stoop to. But my wife is a ham, and she understands, you know, the restrictions of the neighborhood and my inability. And bless her heart, she listens to my complaining a lot more than she should have to. I'm constantly frustrated with the inability to use my license to its fullest. You know, it's one thing to test for licenses, as we all do. It's an incentive to upgrade to the various licenses, because of the band restrictions that lower licenses are, they have to be mindful of that. But there are other concerns, and mine has always been the HOA. And maybe I'm a little paranoid. I look around and I see places that it might be possible, but then I think, gosh, there's not another wire in the air, you know? And, you know, there are... Well, I just stop myself before doing something stupid. I don't want to have that first conversation with the HOA management about antennas we own the home, so I could say lease, but that's not the right word. I'm hunting for the right word. KK4JBQ.
Oh, man. KK4JBQ.
Breaking in, but I didn't get your whole call sign. Try that again.
KK4JBQ.
Down in the noise, but never you mind. Go ahead.
Have you tried I'm adding antennas.
time I've heard, not the first time I've heard reference to an attic antenna, but our attic is something that you can't stand up in. And it's only about, I'd say at most, at its longest stretch, it's only about 22 feet. So while that might be possible to wrap it around and around, I do know that people have done that and have been successful. But our attic is not a finished attic. It's rather raw, and one misstep and my foot would go through the room below, go through the ceiling to the room below. But yes, I have considered an attic antenna, and because of all the mechanics that the builder decided to put, the furnace up there and all of that, there's quite a lot of metal to interfere with an antenna's function. KK4 JBQ.
The next antenna is magnetic loop antenna. It's a small one. I've seen people use it in motel rooms and everything.
Magnetic loop is a fine antenna. I would be concerned to use one inside because of, the risk of radiation. They are, in a sense, the magnetic loop is a lens that focuses RF. And in order to, it's sort of like a beam antenna also. You get its greatest effect off the sides of the loop, I believe, and it focuses that way. But it also requires frequent tuning. It's what's called a high Z antenna. And frequent tunings, you tune off the frequency that you're on currently. You tune off just 100 kilohertz, and you got to retune it. Kind of a difficult thing to put in an attic and remote control it. I'm sure that's possible. KK4 JBQ.
Yes, it's magnetic loop antenna with QRP radio. They got a calculator of how many feet away from the antenna and everything, of how much radiation or RF comes off of it and everything. I'm sitting here listening. I'll throw that in there. Let y'all get back together. 73 now.
Mission, I think I got KJ4HYC, is that correct?
Shane,
thank you. I believe I've got an actual legal contact there. And that's great. Thank you for that. And thanks for coming in. It's been a pleasure. So, anyway, antennas are kind of, if you have restrictions, and some people have a different restriction than mine, but if you have challenges, you sort of settle in on something maybe where you're most challenged, and I guess antennas is what I settled in on, and I have for the past 10 years read everything I could read and try to understand everything from different types of antennas to actually modeling antennas for their near and far field signal strength. They are fascinating. The most fascinating thing in the hobby to me is probably the most ignored in the hobby. I have been around many hams who think that the radio is everything, and it is where they put most of their money. But actually, if you took the whole amount of what this hobby might cost you in a year, more than 50% ought to be put toward the actual working, functioning part of getting the RF in the air, and that's the antenna. Just my opinion. KK4, JPQ.
JBQ, KI4DTY. Yeah, so I'm a very new ham. So I got my technician license last March. And this past March, I went and took my test for my general, and I passed it. But the whole antenna thing has, I'll tell you why, that has kicked my rear end, and I have been trying to learn it and trying to figure it out, and it's been frustrating. And here I was like, oh, I got my HF and license, my general, and I'm going to put up an antenna. I put up a long fence on our property, wooden fence, and I was like, I'm going to put it on that fence, and I'm going to be able to reach people. And I tell you what, that has not been the case.
Oh, well, yeah, in a situation with putting it on a fence, you have made a challenge for yourself, of course. But an antenna that's any lower than half of the wavelength that you're trying to transmit on will, your signal will go straight up. Now, if it's an HF signal, it has a chance to come straight back down. So you'll be heard anywhere from 200 to maybe 800 miles away. That's called NVIS, or Near Incident Vertical Sky Wave. Most people don't consider that long distance, or DX, but still, you might get out, and that might be satisfying.
Man.
Denied, gentlemen. KO4NUE, I got a question for you. Would either one of you have an objection to me putting the repeater back into operating mode 15 minutes early? Over.
Why don't you go right ahead?
This is KO4NUE.
JBQ, KI4DTY. So, yeah, so Mr. Chad is the one who helped me figure out or tell me that, hey, you can try that, but you're probably not going to get out far, which he was correct. So that's why we built a new antenna system that center fed, and I hung that up, and I probably have it up 40 to 50 feet up in the air, which I know I need to probably get up a little higher, but I probably have it at least a good 40 feet up.
And just to make it understood, being that net mode has been turned off on the repeater, we have about 3 minutes. That's the longest transmission we can make without timing out the repeater. It's just healthy that way for the repeater to limit us to a 3 minute stretch. It's 3 or 4 minutes, I can't remember. But anyway, so now we know that Chad's off to get a good night's rest. That's good.
Rest.
Anyway, KK4JBQ. Yeah, if you've got the height and, of course, the resonant length, but if you've got the height that is healthy for an antenna, you should be doing real well. What's been your recent experience with this new one?
It's been great. So I had heard that apparently a lot of frequencies are not clear right now, and that there's been a lot, just tons of static. So I was able to get as far out as Illinois was as far as I got the other night, or that I could hear someone. I listened in on one of those, it's a 3.916 net, and I was able to listen on that, and but they seem to be having a lot of problems getting, or being able to hear most of the station. But I was able to hear someone in Illinois.
So I guess you're spoiled now. And I'm happy for you. You keep building antennas, and you can make incremental improvements, maybe bring down the noise with more attention to your station grounding, and you know there's static that builds up, and it gets back to your radio with just the wind that goes across the wire, and a good grounding system at the base of your antenna will actually bleed off that static electricity that builds up and sometimes gets back into the shack. A one-to-one balun, that would be a choke in actuality, would also help, and that's nearer to the entry point into your shack. That would help also in bringing the static level down.
We have the antenna up at my chimney. So where my 2-meter dipole is, I went ahead and that's where the centerline fed is at. So I have both of my cables running through that down into my attic, down into beside my chimney, going down my chimney to my basement, which is where my ham shack is. So are you saying, well, how would I ground that out?
The antenna, I know we're talking about a dipole, at least for the HF antenna. I would ground it right outside your station. And you can build it up by bonding different ground points. If you go, say, 15 feet away, and all of this kind of underneath the antenna, and you put a ground field by bonding several points that are 15 or 20 feet apart, we refer to it as your signal is launched using the ground as an acrobat might use a trampoline, you know, to launch themselves. It sort of acts like that. That's the analogy that I have in my head. So it serves several purposes. Good grounding of your station is important, and also a choke balun just outside the shack, you know, at the entry point into your house. That's a good place for a one-to-one choke balun.
I've dedicated 15-amp service to my ham part of the station because I was breaking off the power off of my computer, and I felt like I was possibly getting some interference. So I ran a dedicated, 20-amp service to my ham radios to make sure it was grounded properly and all that. I don't know how, because my basement is a raised ramp, so that part of my ham shack that's right there is under, kind of under the ground a little bit, if that makes sense. So I'm trying to figure out how I would, in a center block and all that, so I'm trying to figure out how I would ground that out.
You know, imagine a picture in my head. I'm not doing too good at that. but the return of any signal that would come back into the shack, that's what you prevent with an isolation transformer. That one-to-one balance is an isolation transformer. It's a choke for any errant signal that would come back into your shack. You don't want to go in that direction, you know. So that would be a simple thing right on the feed line. It is a part of the feed line. Now your station ground would come into the shack and be the common ground point for all the equipment that should be grounded. This is your transmitter, this is your computer, and additionally, that grounding should involve your household electrical ground as well. Now, no signal is on that, no power is on your electrical ground, but so that anything coming back toward the house will see one potentially good path to ground. It wants to see one potential. So bond your station ground and your household electrical ground so that they're all at the same electrical potential, which should be zero, of course. KK4JBQ.
DTY. Okay, so that makes sense. So I just need to check that. Like I said, I just got done running a new 20-amp service to that because I wanted to make sure it was grounded properly and that I wasn't getting any external noise. We have an older house. Our house was built in 1964, and I'm not sure how they actually did the electrical. I believe it's your hot and neutral, so just two line without the ground, which is why I wanted to go ahead and run a new service. Just I ran one for my computer and ran one for my ham shack. But I figured I probably did need to do more with the grounding. I wasn't sure, so I'm glad you did bring that up. I guess I need to do a little bit more research on that and do what you're recommending.
It's KK4JBQ. You will encounter a lot of different ideas about station grounding and bonding station grounds to household electrical ground, but I think Ward Silver, who is highly respected and been in the hobby a long time and writes a lot of books, is the most, he's clearer than anyone else I've read on grounding. That's a big topic. And it'll work in any event, but it'll work best if it's done right, you know. And you'll get all the advantages if you do every little part and piece of it with one common idea, and that is that the static electricity and the returning RF, which, as you know, radio frequency energy that's going to your antenna is alternating current. An alternating current, you know, it goes one way and then it comes back another way on two different paths. Added that you're using coax and there's actually three paths for energy to travel: the center conductor, the inside of the sheath, and the outside of the sheath, because it travels mostly on the surface of the surface of the outer conductor, the mesh part, you know. Yeah, so that return path, that third path, is where most static comes in, and certainly any RF that gets back into your shack, that's how it's getting in. So anyway, That's something to investigate, and I wish you the very best. Just read some good authors and follow the instructions, and it should improve everything all the way around.
Or DTY. Yeah, I'm getting like a lot of static on my 80s. I couldn't even hardly get 40, which I should be able to get 40 on that same antenna, and I'm just not. But maybe it is just because of the grounding. I'm possibly just having grounding problems. So, well, I thank you for your wisdom and for helping me with that. I will definitely try that and figure out how I can ground it better and ground the antenna as well. With the grounding the antenna, I'm not sure how I would do that, but I'll try to look it up more. Who is that author? I'll try to remember it while I'm driving.
The name, W-A-R-D, Ward, S-I-L-V-E-R, Silver.
Ward Silver.
So, he writes clearly, and he's a rather well-respected author, and he can make it clear, best I can tell you. This is a complicated topic, and he makes it quite clear. And then there are other people whose ideas, and I respect their ideas as well. They'll lift every household electrical ground. They use these little adapter things where they plug their equipment into the wall, into the electricity, and they'll lift all the grounds. And they will not ground the antenna. They will not bond it to the household electric. And it just amazes me that they don't have more problems. So it's not witchcraft, but when you read two well-respected people who have two so different approaches, you have to wonder, is there not some magic going on?
I believe there's magic going on anyways to get it to work half the time. It felt like that. I tell you why, I'm sure I gave Chad some extra gray hairs when I was trying to learn a lot of this radio stuff anyways, and I had purchased the Yaesu 991, which was a huge deal for me to spend this much money on a hobby that wasn't going to bring in money. Since I'm an entrepreneur, business owner, my wife's so understanding, and she's so supportive in anything I want to do anyways. But yeah, I think I gave Chad some extra gray hairs trying to explain, because I got that 991 and I was pushing buttons like I was trying to launch a spaceship.
You did. I'm sure you did. And that it makes it worth all. I mean, that you have the support of your spouse and that you have youngsters that could benefit also. And it's just one of the best things in the world. And you'll meet some of the best people you'll ever know. I've lost some good friends. They're silent keys now. But what they taught me in the hobby and the friendship that they afforded me is priceless. Yeah, this hobby might be considered an expensive hobby. It just depends on what your tastes are, of course, how involved you want to get, but it's worth it all, and I wish you the best. I've burned up a couple of batteries here tonight, and I am on a handheld battery operated thing. I've got to sign off, but it's been a pleasure. And KI4DTY, this is KK4JDQ. I will be clear on your final.
KK4 K4JBQ, KI4DTY. Thank you so much, Larry, and thank you for the ride along and helping to keep my mind entertained while I drive. And I appreciate it. And I tell you what, I've met some amazing people on here. And I always enjoy hearing you talk. So I'm glad I finally got to actually have a CUSA with you, sir. And maybe one day I'll get to meet you. But I hope you have a wonderful night, and hope you're not too tired for church tomorrow. I'm in the same boat, but I'll say 7-3s. I hope you have a wonderful night, and thank you so much. This is KI4DTY, and I'll be clear.
JBQ 7-3.